Thank you for listening to Preaching the Word with Nathan Deitch.
Thank you again for joining me on another episode of The Mysteries of God's Word. And today, we're in Genesis chapter 6, starting at verse 17. We're going to be looking at Noah bringing things into the ark. He's built the ark, now he's preparing for the journey. And in verse 17, it begins, "For behold, I will bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, in which is the breath of life under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you, and every living thing of all flesh you shall bring two of, every sort, into the ark, to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the birds according to their kinds, of the animals according to their kinds, and every creeping thing of the ground according to its kind, two of every sort shall come into you to keep them alive. Also, you shall take every sort of food that is eaten, and store it up. It shall serve as food for you and for them." Noah did this and all that God had commanded him. Back in verse 17, we read that God is going to bring a flood of waters. Now, this is the very first reference to the worldwide deluge in Scripture. And while God had told Noah that he was going to destroy the earth and give Noah specific instructions on building an ark, this is the first mention of the flood. The worldwide flood is a major event that's spoken of throughout Scripture. The flood of Noah was catastrophic in every way, and it changed the entire topography of the world and destroyed the original creation that God had made. It destroyed the old world, if you will. The flood of Noah demonstrated God's judgment as well as God's ability to save those who trust in him. And God says he's going to destroy all the flesh which has the breath of life in it under heaven. This flood was global in its scope. There was nothing that lived on dry ground that had the breath of life in it that would live. While some theologians have attempted to water down this narrative and story of Noah, claiming that the flood was somehow a local flood, the scripture itself is clear. God is destroying all life under heaven. God says everything that is on the earth shall die. So if Noah didn't understand, or if we didn't understand the first time what God had said, he says it again with a clarifying statement. Everything that is on the earth shall die. Isn't it amazing how God has made this so clear and accurate for us today? An interesting point here is that God is saying that everything on dry ground will die. The fish of the sea didn't need to come into the ark. God wasn't destroying the fish of the sea, but only that which had the breath of life in it and lived on the dry ground. And God says that he's going to establish his covenant with Noah. So the covenant between God and Noah is the first recorded covenant in Scripture. It foreshadows the new covenant under Jesus Christ. The covenant begins with a promise of salvation and protection, and it's revealed more fully in Genesis chapter 9. God's covenant promise to Noah is that through Noah, a man of faith, the world will be spared. And with his family, God will usher in a new world where he will never again destroy it by water. So God tells Noah to bring two of every sort of animal. Now, we may get a little confused as to this wording because of some of the ways we use scientific language today. Noah didn't need to bring two of every type of species, but rather two of every kind. While there are many species of animals that breathe air and dwell on the land, there are only 1,398 known animal kinds. And that number includes the kinds that are extinct. Altogether, Noah needed to bring about 6,744 animals on the ark. We learn later that Noah had to bring 7 pairs of clean animals and 7 pairs of each bird, so that upped the number. And God says, bring them according to their kinds. And here we see that word kind. If you were with us in Genesis, when God was creating the animals, he created them according to their kind. And here we see that God's bringing them on the ark again, according to their kind. Today, we would consider a kind an animal family. There's a cat kind. There's a dog kind, the cow kind, the horse kind. While some of the animals could have been very large, it would have been more appropriate for God to bring younger animals that were smaller to go on the ark. They would eventually be populating the new world, and he would want young, healthy animals that would be about to be in the beginning of their reproduction stages. After a year on the ark. So the average size of the animals would have probably been around a sheep. And God says, take with you every sort of food. Now, considering the enormity of the ark, there would have been ample room for Noah to store his supplies and for all the animals to survive that year-long voyage. We'll quickly go through the first 5 verses of chapter 7, where the Lord told Noah to go into the ark, you and all your household, for I've seen that you're righteous before me in this generation. Take with you 7 pairs of all clean animals, the male and his mate, and a pair of the animals that are not clean, the male and his mate, and 7 pairs of the bird of the heavens, also male and female, to keep their offspring alive on the face of the earth. For in 7 days, I will send rain on the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I've made, I will blot out from the face of the ground. And Noah did all the Lord commanded him. So starting in chapter 7, God tells Noah to get on the ark. And we see some clarification on the number of animals here. He's to bring 7 pair of all clean animals. The Hebrew word literally states 7-7. They were to be male and female. Clean animals were those that were used for farm work, and after the flood they were used for food. Scripture clarifies what's considered clean and unclean in the law under Moses 900 years later. But isn't it interesting that Noah here understands what God considers a clean animal. And God says, just bring a pair of the animals that are not clean. While people often think that Noah just brought 2 of every animal on the ark, it was only the unclean animals and the creeping things that had 1 pair. In addition to the clean animals, Noah was to bring 7 pairs of all of the birds. And the word translated birds here is actually talking about flying animals. So it would include animals such as the bats or flying reptiles. Birds that couldn't fly, such as ostriches or penguins, would not have come with 7 pairs, but would have come with only 1 pair. And then God lets Noah know that specifically it's going to be 7 days, 1 week, and he's going to send the rain. So after the ark was built, And before any animals had come, God told Noah to get in the ark, and that during those 7 days, he would send animals into the ark. So Noah didn't have to go get any animals. The animals came to Noah in the ark. And that 7 days later, he was going to send a flood. Now, if you've ever seen animals detect danger, they head for safety. Somehow, God instinctually gave these animals a warning of danger. And two by two, they came to Noah on the ark. And their migrating compass was set for Noah and the ark. God also clarifies here that the rain is going to be falling for 40 days and 40 nights. These are going to be global, torrential rains. We'll learn more about that in future episodes. And God also says, I'm going to blot out every living thing that I have made on the face of the ground. Join us next week when the flood waters come up out of the earth and rain pours down from the sky. Thank you for joining me. Have a blessed day.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understandings.